we really wake up into a nightmare. I tell people that. You come out from a dream and you wake up in a nightmare. And a lot of people cannot handle that. They can't handle the nightmare. Because what hits you is you really don't have what you thought was a complaints department for anything. You really thought you did have rights. And you really thought, because you were trained to believe, that experts above you were taking care of you. That's what they were employed to do. Never dawned on you, because they didn't tell us, that they have a separate agenda with a long-range worldview to eliminate most of you. Quite simple. Eliminate you. There's a department of population at the United Nations. They got that from the League of Nations. That was their precursor back at the end of World War I. And they were having global meetings then about how to cull down the population and sterilize people. I've read the book before on psychopaths, pathocracy. And you always find psychopaths down through the ages always repeat the same things. They always turn on their population. Now it's a global psychopathic club turning on the population of the entire planet. And the one good thing about psychopathy is you can recognize it. When you know the signs and symptoms and so on, you know what's coming. You know how they think. And they always repeat the same things over and over. That's a classic thing that psychopaths have. They do not learn by experience. They always repeat the same things over and over and over. And these world meetings, they calmly, very calmly, people in suits and ties and tweeds and all the rest of it, calmly, and professors and all, they calmly discuss killing us off and using diseases to kill us off. Like Bertrand Russell said, and H.G. Wells and all the big players, who bemoaned the fact that they got rid of the Black Plague. They said that they needed another one. And they've said many more things along that way, that route. And they mean it. You see, because we don't seek power, we don't want to destroy people and kill people, Joe and Jane Average can't believe they really mean it, because they wouldn't do it. You've got to realize you're dealing with a deviant species here who will do it and have been doing it. And they plan wars a century ahead. When they were fighting the Vietnam War, the CIA was already working on everything that's happening today for future wars. This is how it works. They don't do one thing at a time and go back to sleep and say that was a job well done. They're on to the next part of the geopolitical agenda and psychopolitics and geopolitics and all the rest of it. The psychopolitic part is what they did to that little guy I talked about from Yorkshire. They gave him a culture that creates murderers and killers, because they need that generation for the military and the police right now, and many of them are in it. That's all they've been fed. Back cutting from Matrix, and it's just time for one last caller. We've got John from Texas there. You there, John?
Yes, I am. I have two quick questions. I'm not really a religious person, and I don't want to get in religion here with you, but my big question is, why don't they just kill us all? Why are they putting stuff in the water and enslaving us that way? Well, if they want to get rid of half the planet, why don't they just make a big war and kill us all?
It's simple.
Why all
you see,
the other
it's simple,
little
it's simple,
games
it's simple,
are
playing? It's simple, it's simple. It's very simple. For centuries they've done this. They need us to do every step of their agenda so it's perfect. If you kill off everyone on the planet, they're helpless because they haven't got it all set up for the next phase yet. They'll bring us down carefully, by numbers, by proportion, and that's how they work. Just like a computer, you miss one little part of the program, the whole thing goes to pot. These guys work by numbers. They work on data. If they killed us all off, they couldn't complete it. They don't want billions of bodies all over the planet stinking and rotting for them to clean up. They won't clean it up. They make us clean up our own dead. That's what they did during previous plagues. We brought the plague carts around as the numbers dwindled. Every day there's more goes down, more goes down. But we still clean up our own dead and make the system continue to keep them in their luxury. Once it's done, they'll do it. They'll do it let's say by numbers, by areas and so on, and pandemics is perfect for that. Nephilim is one step, just one step of their agenda. They lose it. That's why they're so careful. And I used to wonder, why don't they jump from this step to that step, since we know where they were going years ago. And I realized, no, they can't. From previous mistakes I've done probably thousands of years ago, they know they can't miss a single step. And they need our compliance at every step they take. We must go along with every step they take to allow them to do the next step. As we accept and absorb and accept and absorb. That's why they do it. Not just because they hate us. See, they see this as their planet. And we're in the way now. They don't need masses of peasants to keep them in luxury now. They don't need that. In a global system, they don't need countries. China's been hammered too, because China's population is also be brought down drastically, because eventually they will have to supply. There's a fairly small global elite and all their technocrats and their technicians that keep all the machinery and electrics and so on going. You're looking at far, far-ranging plans. Look at Charles Galton Darwin's book, The Next Million Years. Think about it. Think about that. The next million. What a boast, eh? And he goes through this whole agenda, too, of culling off the people, dumbing them down first, altering their hormonal levels, male and female, which has been done, through injections, through and so on. So even Bertrand Russell said the same thing, through the needle, he says, through the needle. Yep, through the needle. Look at the state of the health of the people since we were given this great benefactor of science and medicine with its inoculations from the 1950s on. We've been dropping like flies. Think, reason for yourselves, study it up, look into the books. It's not very pleasant, but we have a big, big job to do. From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.